And we'll go to that meeting in Paris today, and where Europe's most powerful leaders are gathering. They're going to seek to respond to those fast-moving negotiations taking place without them, as we heard about there. Suzanne Lynch joins us from Politico. Suzanne, this crisis meeting was fairly hastily organised. Who will be there and what exactly will they seek to achieve?
Yes, the French President Emmanuel Macron has called this meeting for the top EU leaders, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain, the Netherlands and Denmark, as well as the President of the European Commission and Council and the NATO Chief Mark Rutte. So I think what's significant here is that Keir Starmer has flagged that he's prepared to send UK troops to Ukraine as part of, a peacekeeping force. So we expect that this issue is going to be one of the themes that's going to surface at the meeting today. Now, Emmanuel Macron actually last year floated this idea. He didn't rule out sending French troops to Ukraine. And at the time, that was controversial. But it looks like that is definitely now on the table. It's complicated in particular because Germany is just facing election in a few days. So the German Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, he's coming off the campaign trail to attend this meeting in Paris. But realistically, we will probably have a new German Chancellor after the election. And it's going to be difficult for him to commit to anything specifically, given the political climate in his own country.
Yeah, so we heard there that Ukraine will be looking to hear something about the possible deployment of European troops to Ukraine. So are you saying that the German elections might delay any possible agreement on that for some days possibly, or are we likely to hear something today on that?
Well, it's unclear what's exactly going to come from this meeting. I think it's very significant, for example, that the NATO chief Mark Rutte is attending. So these are also, we think sometimes these are EU leaders, they're also NATO leaders that are meeting. So from that point of view, it's important to keep that perspective there. I mean, there's also a lot of talk now about perhaps, more equipment for Ukraine. EU ministers separately are meeting, or there are discussions in Brussels this week about, the next sanctions package against Russia. So there's also that element as well. But I think what's happened is that European leaders, Munich, have realised that, they are on their own, that the United States is not prioritising Europe the way it has done for decades since World War II, that it is now putting up to Europe to take responsibility for its own defence. And the reality is now that Europe is trying to respond, when the train has already left the station in terms of negotiations on this Ukraine peace deal, because the reality is that this meeting that will take place this week in Saudi Arabia is happening without Europe's input.
Yeah, so is there a sense really that this meeting in some way underscores Europe's lack of input into negotiations that are taking place elsewhere that could really ultimately shape the continent's own security architecture? Does this sort of underscore the helplessness of Europe around this?
Yeah, it's undoubtedly been a shock to Europe that, number one, that a conversation took place last week between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, and allies weren't alerted to the fact that this was going to happen. So the conversation has already started between Washington and Moscow, and Europe has been sidelined, and indeed Ukraine has been so far. So that's the reality. And now the question is how much Europe can influence the outcome of these negotiations. Could it be a figure like Giorgia Meloni, the Italian Prime Minister, who's going to be at this meeting this afternoon? She has got links. She's very close to the Republican Party, for example. I think Mark Rutte, the NATO chief, he's increasingly emerging as a kind of a counterpart as such to Donald Trump in some ways, in that he is stepping up some kind of a leadership position here. So I think he's a person to watch, because ultimately the United States is a member of NATO along with Canada and other European countries. So, I don't think there's any sense that Donald Trump wants to engage with the European Union itself. But when it comes to NATO, that might be slightly different.
OK, Suzanne Lynch, Associate Editor of Politico, thank you for joining us.